Congressman Eric Swalwell, best known for emitting the fart heard around the world live on MSNBC during one of the sham impeachment hearings for President Trump years ago, is having some big problems. His political career is basically over. And while all the Republicans are celebrating, I'm here to tell you that this is actually terrible news. And when I tell you why, it's going to make perfect sense. He's getting Me Too'd, which is a well-known feminist scam where women who often sleep with rich or powerful men later try to extort them and claim that it was non-consensual. But beyond that, what really is happening here is he is the victim of a Democrat plot to take him out of the race. And when I tell you why they're doing this, you're going to realize just how devious and ingenious the Democrat Party really is. His campaign staffers are quitting in droves. Every major Democrat has withdrew their endorsement and has denounced him. CNN aired an interview with one of his former staffers last night who says that 2 years ago he got her blackout drunk and then raped her. But when you learn the details of their affair, then it becomes clear why you can't trust a single word that a woman says once a relationship goes sour. But this is incredible karma for Mr. Fart Smell, because here he is back in 2018 saying that you should believe all women. Like the nut job that was making allegations against Brett Kavanaugh when he was being considered for the Supreme Court.
For Brett Kavanaugh's sake, if he is innocent, I hope tomorrow he opens his statement and says, you know what, bring in all the victims, allow them to be heard, allow them to be questioned. That will clear his name if he's indeed innocent. And if he's not, for the sake of the credibility of the court, I hope that the senators would vote against him. It's very easy to isolate one incident and, you know, shine inaccuracies or inconsistencies on that case. But the more and more cases that are separate and independent that look the same, pretty soon a prosecutor starts to say to a jury, and this is not a jury, but it's allegations, that the arrows are pointing in the same direction. And what are the chances that three or four women independently who never met each other would have similar experiences with one person? So,
which is exactly what is happening to him now.
New tonight, CNN with exclusive reporting about Congressman Eric Swalwell. The California Democrat has
fart smell.
Has ascended in the governor's race there, and he's faced recent rumors on social media about sexual misconduct that he has denied. CNN's Pamela Brown and her team have spoken with four accusers, including a former staffer who went on camera to share her story. Pam, tell us what our investigative team have learned.
Just don't explain to the audience why the Democrats are doing this to him a month and a half before the critical California gubernatorial primary. Again, something that I will get into in just a few minutes.
Well, John, we have spoken with four women who have various kinds of sexual misconduct claims against Congressman Swalwell, ranging from inappropriate messages and pictures to unwanted kissing and touching, and in one case, rape.
I decided to ask him to meet me for a drink. And I did this because I was so far removed from what had happened in 2019, I felt safe.
Someone goes on to admit that she gave him a BJ in 2019 in his car in a parking lot, and then stopped partway through because they were getting worried that they were going to get caught. But then later, 5 years later, she went to go and see him at an event and then went back to his hotel room. And then claims now, 2 years later, that she was so drunk she didn't remember anything that happened other than she did say no. And then she continued to maintain in contact with him for years, asking for recommendations, trying to maintain their affair. And only now she finally came to the revelation that she was raped. So why is this story breaking now? Well, because the California gubernatorial primary is in about a month and a half, and California has a very strange system. It's called the jungle primary, and in most states, you have at the final election, the final ticket is one Republican, one Democrat. But in California, the top two candidates from either party are on the ballot in the final election. And so right now, the two finalists would have been two Republicans, and then one of them, Chad Bianco, former sheriff in Riverside County, and Steve Hilton, former conservative commentator on Fox News, one of those two would have been the governor of California, because not a single Democrat would have been on the ballot. And so the Democrats had to take one of them out. and none of them wanted to step down to then funnel all of those votes to the other Democrat so that they could at least have a Democrat on the ballot versus a Republican, and then obviously would win. Chad Bianco has, according to the most current polls, 14% of the votes. Steve Hilton also has 14% of the votes. Eric Swalwell has 11% of the votes. Katie Porker, 7%, and Tom Steyer, 11%. And again, none of them were willing to drop out, and so the Democrat Party decided to take one of them out in order to then funnel all of those votes to another Democrat candidate who will then be above the 14% that Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco have, thus getting a Democrat on the ballot for the final race. Here he is in a video he posted last night denying some of the allegations. Again, I don't doubt that he's made numerous unwanted sexual advances towards his staff and other women in D.C., possibly even maybe reaching sexual harassment, but I don't think that he actually raped this woman who he was having an affair with, who gave him a BJ in his car 5 years earlier, who was sending him nudes, who maintained communication after the hotel incident, but you could see by the look in his eyes, he knows his career is over. He didn't step down, he didn't listen after he got the talk. The establishment wanted Katie Porter or Tom Steyer, and so now he is realizing who runs Washington, D.C. It's a blackmail ring.
A lot has been said about me today through anonymous allegations, and I thought it was important that you see and hear from me directly.
As he doesn't blink, just watch his eyes.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They are absolutely false.
I actually believe him.
They did not happen. They have never happened. And I will fight them with everything that I have. They also come on the eve of an election where I have been the frontrunner candidate for governor in California. I do not suggest to you in any way that I'm perfect or that I'm a saint.
But
I have certainly made mistakes in judgment in my past. But those mistakes are between me and my wife. And to her, I apologize deeply for putting her in this position. I also apologize to you if in any way you have doubted your support for me. But I think you know who I am. For over 20 years, I have served the public.
Forget about 20 years. How about 24 hours ago when you denied that you had ever cheated on your wife with a staffer or an intern?
You've never had a sexual relationship with a staffer or intern?
No.
That's what we're saying?
Yes, that's false. Yeah.
Another interesting aspect of this is House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries released a statement denouncing him and demanding that he withdraw from the gubernatorial race, but didn't mention anything about giving up his congressional seat, because if he does that, then there's going to be a special election and there's a chance that a Republican could take over that seat. So the Democrats are just trying to get him out of the way, just to make sure that a Democrat, Katie Porker, most likely, can become the governor of California, but want to still maintain that precious House seat. And while it's pretty obvious he's being Me Too'd, we should hold him up to his own standards, where he said that 100% you should believe survivors. So I get most people celebrating him being exposed as a total hypocrite and the bewilderment that any woman would actually sleep with him other than a Chinese spy. But this actually is terrible, because now the next governor of California is either going to be Katie Porker or billionaire clown Tom Steyer. So, in remembrance for Eric Swalwell's career and all of the joys he's brought us over the years, from the fart herd around the world to getting asked by Alex Stein if Fang Fang pegged him.
Remember your banging Fang Fang? Did she give you anal? People are saying that she gave you an insertion. Is that true?
Save 20% off any of my shirts at markdice.com this weekend by using the promo code FARTSMELL, one word, including the new American Speak English shirt, the classic War is a Racket shirt, and any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. And like I said, use the promo code FARTSMELL, one word, to save 20% off. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.